11. What approach to the subject of the presentation is most suitable? Before putting together the material of the presentation, you will need to decide which general approach to follow. The principal factors you will have to consider in choosing your approach are the size and nature of the audience, the nature of the subject matter, the environment in which you are to give the presentation. The following are four of the most commonly used presentation approaches. The creative, spontaneous approach. This doesn't mean no preparation is involved, but rather that all the argumentative links in the talk don't have to be fully explicit, that aesthetics play a large role. This type of approach uses stories, anecdotes, spontaneous ideas, and audience participation. The critical, analytical approach. For example, a problem analysis solution approach. This approach makes use of facts, statistics, demonstration, and examples. It is suited to critical, highly trained audiences. The humorous approach. Knowledge of the audience is vital here. Are they mixed or all of one sex? Will your jokes cause offense? If in any doubt whatsoever about a joke, leave it out. It is also better to go for humor that doesn't demand an all-or-nothing response. For example, a long, funny story that either cracks the audience up or falls embarrassingly flat. Stories, personal experience, metaphor, satire, and hyperbole may be used to good effect. This approach is suited to informal presentations, such as after-dinner speeches. The psychological, persuasive approach. This approach, based on enthusiasm and rapport with the audience, is people rather than idea-based. It is also more suited to some audiences than others. Avoid it if you are dealing with a highly critical or analytical audience. It makes use of the logic of feelings, group dynamics, common ground, and dramatic examples to move people towards acceptance of new ideas.